Memorial activities have been taking place at the site of a former concentration camp in the town of Leti near Prague. This is the 13th year the Czech Republic has marked the Romani Holocaust, but the site in Leti still borders a pig farm despite repeated calls by various groups for it to be closed down. Radio Prague's Rosie Johnson is currently in Leti and joins me now over the telephone. So can you describe to us what went on in this morning's events?
Okay, well, we're actually only halfway through the day's events. We're going in a couple of minutes to lay some wreaths at Mirovice, a nearby cemetery, which is where many of the Romani who were interned here at Leti were actually buried. But so far we've had a service, and we've had a laying of wreaths here at the Leti Memorial. There was Jamila Stehlikova representing the government laying a wreath. There was a representative of the president's office, and there was someone from the Senate, Petr Pitart, as well. And there were quite a few speeches, but maybe this is the most bombastic ones came from Czeniek Ružička, who is head of the Committee for the Compensation of the Romani Holocaust. And his speech was really just voicing his frustration that it's been 13 years that there have been such services held in this place. There have been 13 years worth of calls for the pig farm next door to us at Leti, where the concentration camp used to be, for that pig farm to be moved, and still absolutely no action on that front. And then another really strong speech came from Felix Kolmer, who's the head of the International Auschwitz Committee. And he was just really calling for the Romani Holocaust in the Czech Republic to really be viewed as, you know, the abomination that he said that it was. He said that he was in Auschwitz in the Romani family camp a couple of weeks after Romani families who were staying there were exterminated. And he talked of the squalor and of the sheer misery in that wing of Auschwitz. And he really just brought home the message that the Romani Holocaust was a recent, very shocking piece of this country and Central Europe history.
So could you describe to us more generally what makes this particular location in Leti so significant in Czech history and in the current political debate as well?
Leti is a former Romani concentration camp where 326 people perished. Most of those people were children. A sort of real thorny point is that while, say, Terezin maybe had German guards, Leti was entirely run by Czechs. So that is another thing that makes it sort of a rather uneasy aspect of this country's history. And the sort of most controversial, most contentious thing is that nowadays Leti, the site of the concentration camp, is a pig farm. Successive governments have discussed moving it and then decided not to move it. And then in 2005, the European Union gave a directive, a non-binding directive for the Czech Republic to move this, saying that it was not fitting, the pig farm wasn't a fitting monument to be on the site of mass Romani Holocaust graves. And successive governments have discussed the possibility of doing so, but there's been various reasons why they haven't. The last Social Democrat government said it was too expensive to do so. The current government is saying that it would really cause a vast amount of unemployment in the region. But I think the pressure is mounting and all eyes really are turning to the Czech Republic if it's going to be president of the EU in 2009 and talk about human rights violations.
Rosie Johnson there.